And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 7th of June, 2025. American Black Bear Day is observed each year on the first Saturday in June. Bears inhabited practically every continent when humans first made their way to North America around 15,000 years ago. Black bears inhabited North America from the Atlantic to the Pacific and from Mexico to the northern edge of the continent. To the first peoples living in North America, black bears were valued. Though they were hunted, they were seen as spiritual guides and as symbols of bravery against adversity. The Native Americans passed on stories of black bears through their oral folk tales. The European settlers brought with them their fear of the wild and the animals that lived in it. Bears were perceived to pose a threat to life, livestock, and crops, and so they were killed. This fear of bears made its way into popular children's books at the time, which showed bears attacking hunters, alongside other predators preying on their cattle. As is common with European presence, forest land was wiped out to make space for open farmland, and the bears began losing their homes. Because they reproduced much slower than other mammals, the black bear population began to dwindle. In fact, in the 1900s, the number of black bears in the wild was reduced to the point of near extinction. Thankfully, restoration programs, the regulation of hunting, and recovery of forest land has allowed their numbers to increase. The black bear can be found in 41 of the 50 U.S. states at an estimated number of 800,000. Black bears are not always black. They come in a range of colors, sometimes in the same litter, such as shades of cinnamon, blue-black, blue-gray, and in rare instances, white. They are super hibernators. In northern states, they can hibernate for up to 8 months. But in the southern regions, they hibernate for a shorter duration or not at all, depending on food availability. These super dexterous animals are sometimes more comfortable in a tree than on the ground. The United States Department of Agriculture kills between 400 and 500 black bears each year, along with many other wild animal species, to protect the interests of animal agriculture. When we refuse to support animal agriculture, we are helping to protect wild animals as well as farmed animals. The publication of Vegan Art, a book of visual protest, edited by Tommy Kane, was on this day in 2022. In this volume, the celebrated American illustrator Tommy Kane brings together a collection of contemporary vegan artists whose works grapple with one of the biggest issues of our century and confront our conflicted relationship with animals. With diverse contributions, vegan art combines a passion for art as a language with the rebellion against animal abuse and exploitation, with the belief that art should be a mechanism for social change. The iconography of the book is purposefully graphic and controversial, from utopian depictions of a world that vegans are fighting for to dark dystopian impressions and brutal, bloody mutilations of non-human animals in industrial agriculture. The project tests the potential of our humanity and asks for equality for all species, including violent imagery and references to major food corporations such as McDonald's. The project is unflinching in its advocacy of veganism and animal rights. Vegan art engenders a sense of humility with a shared view that art has the power to move people to be informed consumers. And here's a Cherokee legend for today, Healing Waters. In the myths and legends of the Cherokee people, there is a belief concerning a mysterious lake high in the upper reaches of the Smoky Blue Ridge Mountains. It is said that all the mountain animals know of this mysterious healing lake and go there to be healed of their wounds. It is said that whenever a black bear is wounded by hunters or in battle with another bear or large animal, that the black bear will make the long journey to this mysterious lake. Arriving at the edge of the mountain lake, the black bear will plunge into the cool, refreshing lake waters on one side of the lake, then swim across the lake to the opposite shoreline. Legend says, when the black bear exits on the opposite shore, they're completely healed of all their wounds. Healing Waters, a Cherokee legend. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that animal agriculture is a tool of colonization.